The next set of headline stories look like an animal park, with hares, a bulldog, an oyster and swans. But it is not as zoological as it sounds. The go-go hares, including Chatterbox's own hare, are models on their way to Norwich. The bulldog is real, a star who will be appearing at the Theatre Royal later this year. The oyster is Oyster Yachts, a company in Hoveton, which suddenly announced this week that it had run out of cash and was making 150 staff redundant. The swans were happier. They are employees of Indigo Swan, an energy company which is going from strength to strength. But let's start with the hares.
Excitement is building ahead of the next go-go stars hopping into our county later this year. The go-go hare sculptures will follow in the footsteps of the go-go gorillas and go-go dragons and form a charity art trail through Norwich and beyond this summer from June the 24th to September the 8th. Recently, artists and sponsors gathered at the Narthex at Norwich's Cathedral of St John the Baptist to celebrate the progress of the project, which is being brought to the city and county by children's charity Break and Wild in Art. They were also given an update on new go-go developments, including plans for Break and the EDP and Evening News to join forces to create a Go-Go Hares sticker book. Michael Rooney, head of commercial services at Break, said, "We're so grateful to get the backing of new and returning sponsors for our go-go trail this year. To be fully supported 5 months ahead of the trail going live is a magnificent place to be." Running alongside the Go-Go Hares project, many people are also taking on a new challenge to celebrate Break's 50th year. They include Mr. Rooney and his son Tom, who are among five people running the London Marathon for Break.
Meet Winston, the four-legged friend who proved he had the woof factor at auditions for Legally Blonde, the musical. The four-year-old bulldog, who is owned by James Madden and Rhonda Dunthorpe from Hainford, will star in the show when it comes to Norwich Theatre Royal after he impressed judges at an audition day at Castle Mall on Monday. Eight dogs had competed for the chance to appear as Rufus in the musical, which is based on the hit movie starring Reese Witherspoon. The show tells the story of sorority sister Ellie Woods, who puts down her credit cards and picks up the books to bag a place at Harvard Law School and win back her boyfriend. While Ellie's dog, Bruiser the Chihuahua, is played by a canine actor who tours with the show, at each venue a local dog is cast to play Rufus. David Barrett, associate director who plays Emmett in the show, and dance captain Helen Petrovna have the all-important task of casting Rufus. Mr. Barrett said, "Rufus belongs to Paulette, the hairdresser played by Rita Simmons, and the idea is we go and rescue her dog from her ex-boyfriend. Whereas Ellie's dog, Boozer, is small, cute and cuddly, Rufus is supposed to be the complete opposite of that." He said they picked Winston to play Rufus because he has such a lovely temperament.
A Norfolk MP is calling for answers after workers at a boat building yard were sent home suddenly and told that their employer has run out of cash. Staff at Oyster Yachts, which has a site at Hoveton where more than 150 staff are employed, were given redundancy notices saying that operations had been stopped to prevent further losses and that the company was on the brink of insolvency. Industry sources said news of the company's troubles had come as a shock, given that last month it launched a new Oyster 745 model at the Dusseldorf Boat Show and claimed a record order book of £80 million going into 2018. North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb said that he would contact North Norfolk District Council to ensure support was available for the workers. "I'll also be writing to the Dutch owners HTP Investments BV, asking them to reconsider this devastating decision at a time when the business appears to have a full order book. I want to meet with them," he said.
Indigo Swan, is to spread its wings after unveiling a 3-year growth plan. Indigo Swan is looking to double turnover and to drive up profits by the end of 2020. And if staff hit their targets, the Norwich-based company will celebrate together with a 5-star staff trip to Barcelona. It comes off the back of the most successful year in the 8-year-old firm's history, in which time it has grown to 19 staff, or swans, as the company prefers, including the appointment of head of finance, Hayley Leach. Managing Director Emily Grove said, "Ultimately, we are looking for substantial growth over the next 3 years, and we anticipate by that time we will be up to around 30 swans. We'll need to expand the office and take more space so that we can refresh and redesign what we do." The optimism for growth comes from having proved its model in recent years and confidence that it can now scale it up. Indigo Swan now has relationships with all major energy suppliers, which it says it can use to drive efficiency for customers. Last year, it saw 40% growth in secured contracts with a 97% year-on-year retention rate, and this year, turnover is expected to reach £1.2 million.